This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, a couple things about the Duck game. Of course, it'll be on The Fan tomorrow, so we won't have a show, but Joey Harrington is going to join us today to talk about Oregon, Indiana. That will be at 5:30 this afternoon. And we also want to remind you that we are having a Peach Bowl watch party with Dirt, Anthony Newman, and the whole gang. They will be out at Thirsty Lion Washington Square with their pregame coverage presented by Coors Light beginning at noon tomorrow. So you should do some day drinking.
There you go.
And get nice and toasty
I love day drinking.
For the game. So back to Miami-Ole Miss. Interesting matchup, isn't it? Because Miami, their defense, they have 46 sacks, which is the most in the country.
Yeah.
And their opponents so far in these two playoff games, their opponents have rushed 59 times for 134 yards.
Yeah, we talked about the Texas Tech defensive front, and we're not talking enough about the Miami front. And I think in these the playoff games that they've had, they have like 60-plus pressures, and I want to say it's like 15 sacks. I mean, they've just been lights out, and their secondary is better than Texas Tech's. So you can make the debate who's got the better front. The Miami linebackers are really good. I don't know if they're as good as the Texas Tech linebackers. You could say the Texas Tech defensive ends are better, but the entire defensive line as a whole, because the defensive tackles from Miami are better than Texas Tech's. Either way, this is a nasty front. And, you know, whoever they play, this is going to be one of those challenges. If you are going to beat Miami, you have to find a way to beat the front. And these last couple weeks, no one has. And as they found, I think, more of an offensive identity too, and that is don't let Carson Beck screw this up and run the ball and be physical. I think Miami, you're starting to see the Miami team that we thought early in the season looked like one of the best teams in the country. And then we kind of forgot about them. And this team almost didn't make it in.
They barely got in.
Yeah.
But they were good enough. And so was Notre Dame, like, to be honest. There's just not enough room.
Yeah.
But if they win, I just think Bain and Mesidor and those guys.
That's why.
Those guys will seal it, not Beck in the offense. So that's why this game is interesting, because it's either that or it's Ole Miss's offense, because Ole Miss's defense isn't great.
No.
But Ole Miss's offense, they scored 34 on Oklahoma's defense, which is a great defense.
Yep.
And they scored 34 and 39 on Georgia's defense.
And Georgia's front seven's really good.
And both of those defenses are top 15.
Yeah.
Miami's defense is number 10.
Yeah.
So what gives? I mean, usually you bet on defense in a situation like that, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Chambliss can scramble. He can avoid pressure. They go up tempo. This is it's a styles make fights game.
Well, in Miami,
that I think helps Mississippi in the styles, in the way that they play. I think they match up better with Miami than you would traditionally think.
And Miami, a lot like it's funny in this world now. We see, I think there's a lot of similarities with Oregon and Texas Tech and Miami and Ole Miss here, they don't sub. There's a lot of these teams now that don't really sub. Indiana doesn't sub a bunch. Miami doesn't sub a bunch. Texas Tech doesn't sub a bunch. So if you are going to say, all right, what could be Miami's kryptonite? It's, you mentioned tempo, a lot of plays. Can you wear out Miami? The other one too is a quarterback that can be elusive and make you chase him, and you can play sideline to sideline, tire those guys out. Now that's what Oregon tried to do against Texas Tech. Didn't work.
Well, Marcel Reed couldn't do it.
Yes.
And that guy can move around.
He can
He's
move
the
around.
Texas A&M quarterback.
Yes.
That's a team that averaged 36 points a game.
Yeah.
And they scored three on their home field against Miami. So it's like maybe these guys are just so nasty on defense that's what will carry them. I just worry if Miami, for whatever reason, falls behind, I don't know how they catch up. Like their offense, man.
It's not great. Carson Beck he's a game manager. They do have some guys on the outside. Obviously, Malachi Toney's one of the best receivers in the country. But make no mistake about it, this kind of resurgence of Miami has been behind a really good offensive line with multiple NFL guys on it and Fletcher, their big back. And that's what Miami wants to do. Miami, it has built a bully. And in typical Mario Cristobal fashion, he wants to punch you in the mouth. And here's the thing. This is why I think Miami is going to win this game. Ohio State has the best defense in the country. It may not have the flashy names that some of these guys have, but I'm telling you, top to bottom, front to back, Ohio State's defense has more NFL dudes on it than anybody. I mean, it is a stout unit. And when push came to shove, what was Miami able to do? They were able to punch Ohio State in the face and run the ball on them. And I don't see how an Ole Miss defense when you watch Ole Miss play, and I'm not here to crap on anyone, the Ole Miss linebackers, they ain't good. It's a bad group. They don't get off blocks. It's just not it's not a solid group. And I have a hard time believing that they are going to be able to hold up to the ground and pound game of Miami. And if they do want to sell out, I don't love Carson Beck, but there's some speed and athleticism on the outside. I just think that's the difference in this game. Even if Trinidad Chambliss can have a big game, I'm just not convinced that the Ole Miss defense is going to be able to do what they need to do against a Miami Miami offense that seems to be willing now to just lean into the crystal ball thing and be like, hey, we're just going to run the ball on you 50 times, hold up. And I don't think that's possible.
That running back, an NFL guy?
Yeah.
He looks good.
And he gets better as he goes. Mark Fletcher.
Fletcher, yeah.
Yep.
He's right.
He's a big boy.
We forgot about Miami, and then you see him in the playoff, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
They're nasty. If they screw it up, will it be Beck or Cristobal? There's your poly market of the day. Right there.
That's so good.
It's even money, dude.
I know. And that's why
I bet you Beck makes a big mistake.
The other one too, Carson Beck against Ohio State, like he ran the ball a little bit too. I mean, he had that backbreaking first down where he ran the ball and kind of put his shoulder down. I think the other one, they have gotten into his head, I think, at the end of this year and have told him, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Nothing dumb.
They've NFL'd him.
One read, two read, and if it's not there, freaking run or throw the ball into the third row.
One of their losses, I forget who they lost to.
Louisville.
Was it the Louisville game?
Yeah.
And they lost to somebody else.
They lost to SMU.
Yeah, it was the Louisville game.
Yeah.
I remember watching that going, they should have won the game. They were much better than Louisville.
Yeah.
But Carson Beck continued to turn it over.
Yeah, they lost like three in that game. I think he threw four picks.
I think he threw four.
Yeah. Well, to that point, Ole Miss runs the 11th most plays in the nation, 74 a game. Like, they want to speed it up. And so you're right. If Ole Miss gets up, does Miami have the horses? Or are they going to put it on Carson's back and say, make a throw downfield? Yeah. Or are they going to continue to try to run with Fletcher, just methodically eat at it? Or is that where Cristobal messes up? Like, I kind of like Ole Miss because of this. I do think Ole Miss, with that speed and the fact that you said this, Suk, Miami doesn't sub that much, kind of a recipe to get up early and put the pressure on Carson Beck. And if that's the case, I'll take Ole Miss all day.
Well, and, you know, you get in the first quarter, Chambliss makes a play or two. Yeah. Like, he is that X-factor guy.
Yep.
Get up 10-0, That's the question.
Yep.
You know, then you've got Beck needing to make some plays, and that's what Ole Miss wants.
Yeah.
That's how they win the game. Yeah. That and special teams. Did you know that Ole Miss has the number one special teams in the country?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Their special teams, I guess, are a work of art. Mm. I haven't watched them enough to know, but
how much does the coaching staff stuff matter with Ole Miss? I mean, this is the third week that they've kind of been uncertain. How does that matter going forward?
Look, it is wonky. But the fact that they have their play caller, I think the stuff about running backs coach and tight end, like some of that stuff's overblown. At this point in the season, you know what you're doing, okay? if I'm the center, I'm not an idiot. If I'm the left tackle, I understand what we've been doing all year. And if my running backs coach isn't there as a running back, yeah, I know that I still have to pick up this guy in protection.
Well, how do you know their center's not an idiot?
Most of the time, most of those times, they're not idiots. So as long as Charlie Weiss Jr. is there,
BYU one was.
Yeah, guy. So as long as the offensive coordinator is there and is focused, it mitigates it. Look, it's not ideal. But at this point, I do think that as long as he's there and it seems like he's going to be there, it's not the advantage or it's not the distraction that I think everyone is trying to make it out to be. At this point, Ole Miss can smell it, they can taste it. And I don't think anyone is going to lose any sleep over this is what's happening.
Well, we've already seen a game with, I mean, they beat Georgia.
They won two. Yeah. So that's the thing. It would have showed up against Georgia.
Well, the Tulane game is, that doesn't count. Yeah. But Georgia, it's like, I think there's the answer to your question. Yeah. They beat Georgia with this coaching situation. I don't know how it's a huge problem.
Yeah.
I don't know how you beat Georgia if it's a huge problem.
If Weiss is not allowed to coach, holy hell, you're in trouble. Because they just
don't. But he's there.
He's there.
Yeah.
He's there. So as long as he's there, I think we're going. Well, we. I'm not. I'm
is
not
he a big
member.
Fellow like his daddy?
No.
No?
No. I don't think so. From what I've seen, I do not recall him being.
Well, his dad was large and in charge.
Yeah. That's. Well, and it got worse.
Well, yeah.
He's a real little dude, it looks like.
Is he?
Yeah. He's not a.
Oh, good.
I was trying to remember. Now, he doesn't. Yeah, he's not a big guy.
Name the Ole Miss head coach. Go.
Pete Golding.
Nice. I was reading up on him today because, you know, nobody knows him.
Yeah.
But he is going to be their permanent coach.
Yes.
He's not just interim.
Yeah.
And he played at Delta State.
Mm. I don't know where Delta State. I was going to say, I don't know Delta State. I didn't. I don't. None of that. Where the hell is Delta State?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah.
That is in Cleveland, Mississippi.
Mm.
He's a Mississippi boy.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
And he most recently was at he was a DC in under Saban in Alabama.
Okay, well, and I mean at this point again, this is why I was laughing at the Lanning thing a little bit when people were like, "Oh, he's focused." Everyone's focused. Okay, no, the Ole Miss players are focused. Ole Miss isn't going to be like, "Well, I mean we don't have our coach, and maybe I'm going to go play at LA." Like everyone's going to be dialed into this game. Everyone's going to be dialed in. It's not ideal that Will Stein and Tosh Lupoi are head coaches at somewhere else. It's not ideal that your offensive coordinator is flying back and forth. But at this point, it is what it is. Players are used to it, and here you go. Do I think it's an advantage that everyone at Miami doesn't have to worry about this? Absolutely. Is it the reason why you're going to win this game? Probably not. But if it's a close game and it comes down to a field goal or something like that, then yeah, I think you point to the margins in there and you're like, maybe someone's eye was off the ball. I would be more intrigued about does Chambliss, you know, he's a guy that everything about them is tempo, tempo, tempo. But when he holds onto the ball, like he can be a dynamic guy back there extending plays, and he's actually really good at throwing the ball downfield. So if you're Ole Miss, do you want to run the risk of having him hold on to the ball knowing that pass rush is descending upon you? Like, he is a guy that has no problem extending plays. Problem is that if you extend plays against this front and you get negative plays, and now we're behind the chains, and now it's third and six, third plus every third and long every time. Now these guys pin their ears back and start hunting. So how much of that? That's the chess game I want to see, is early on, how many times do they let Chambliss take a five-step drop and move around in the pocket? Or is it, hey, one step, two step, get the ball out of our hand, try to tire them out, and no negative plays? Do they go a little more conservative early on, or do they come out and turn the kid loose and say, hey, go be the best player on the field, and if we're gonna win or lose, we're doing it with the ball in your hands every single time, and you need to be the best player on the field.
Good little matchup.
I think it's a great matchup.
Good little matchup.
And I don't mind seeing defenses that are strangling.
Oh, like, me neither.
I think it's kind of fun. That Oregon-Texas Tech game, while there wasn't a lot going on, I don't mind watching defenses that are just hunting.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. And Miami, watching Miami play against Ohio State, there's a little beam here. I'm like, oh, damn. Like, those Miami, the other one, as physical as Miami secondary is, like, that's old school football. They were hitting kids for Ohio State where they didn't want to get up. There was a couple of plays where Carnell Tate, who's a big time receiver, was short arming balls because he didn't want to get hit over the middle. And that's not something you see a lot in today's football world. And Miami's got secondary guys that are going to come up and put a helmet in your sternum.
Yeah, old Ryan Day remembered he was Ryan Day, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
About that.
Yep.
All right, well, it gets underway at 4:30. In the meantime, we will move on to our wild card wontons. Coming up next on The Fan. All right, we're gearing up for Miami Ole Miss in about under an hour. Oh, they've got the countdown clock.
51, yeah. 20.
19. 17. 16.
Just staring 15, at Carson Beck.
14.
It is amazing to me in the world of college ball that we're paying quarterbacks $4 to $5 million and none of them are really any good. What are we doing?
Fernando
Mendoza was probably $1 million for Indiana. You could get four Mendozas for one Beck. And yet, what did we just say with Miami? Miami can win if Carson Beck doesn't do Carson Beck things. It's crazy.
Yeah, but Carson Beck can be good.
He can be.
And you'd rather have him than, like, you'd rather have him than the Texas Tech quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's...
That's why you pay...
He's terrible.
Well, Texas Tech got Sorsby,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's why you pay the quarterback. Even Sorsby's not any good. You watched him play, but he's better than Morton.
I used to say all the time that the best job in sports is the backup quarterback in the NFL because you don't have to be any good and they just give you a bunch of money. It might just be now a college quarterback. Damon Williams, who is now, you know, whatever happens here between UW and LSU, that guy's going to make somewhere between $5 and $6 million this year. we'll see what happens with the lawsuits. In any meaningful game, and I really liked him going into the season, and I thought he was actually quite a bit of a disappointment. And in their biggest games, like their losses, I think he had 2 touchdowns and like 8 picks. Like, he was god-awful when it mattered. And yet, based on, I think he can be pretty good, someone was like, would you like $6 million? And he was like, yeah. That's the world we're living in. And we learned nothing this year off of the Klubnicks and the...
Klubnick was bad this year.
It's terrible. Nussmeier was awful. Arch was bad early. He got better late. But we had all these quarterbacks. Aiden Childs was dog mess at Michigan State. Someone gave him a bunch of money at Northwestern now. It's like, we can't help ourselves in the world of college football. We're like, someone said you're going to be good. $5 million, take it.
You don't even have to be good. That's the thing.
Yes.
You just have to have one person believe, well, he's better than the guy
right.
we got.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's $2 million.
Exactly.
That's just it. That's what I was saying.
He's like better than the guy we got.
Well, Beck is better than Morton, so you're going to pay Beck. I mean, Peyton Manning's not out there.
And this thing, like, they paid all that money to Carson Beck. Carson Beck probably wasn't going to start. He was probably going to get beat out by Gunnar Stockton. Ty Simpson is going to go into the NFL, and one of the reasons I can't believe he didn't go back and transfer, but one of the reasons he's not coming back to Alabama is a lot of people think he's going to lose that job to the freshman. And Ty Simpson's like, well, I'm not going to stick around. I'm going to pull a Darren Thomas, and he'll get drafted. But I really am surprised that he didn't go somewhere because Ty Simpson, if Damon Williams and Sorsby are getting $5 to $6 million, I'm guessing Ty Simpson probably could have gotten 7 somewhere. And gotten another year and then tried the NFL. But, you know, it's a weak quarterback class. So if you think you're going to be able to go in there and be a top 10 pick, that's like $55 million guaranteed. So I get it. I'm just a little surprised that he didn't seek money elsewhere.
Okay, now we're going to get back to the NFL playoffs, a real sport.
Oh, yeah. Playoffs.
We got the wontons. I got a lot of, this is the first NFL playoffs to not feature Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, or Desmond Ridder since 2008.
Did you just throw in Desmond Ridder?
Yeah.
Okay. Hot Desmond.
That's what makes the fact work.
That, yeah.
So no Tom Brady, no Lamar, no Pat Mahomes, or Desmond Ridder. First time since 2008.
What a weird.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there definitely is a changing of the guard.
Of those tent poles.
Well, and one of these quarterbacks has the opportunity here without those guys now. One of them has a chance to really kind of cement themselves. Because if Stafford does it, whatever. But, you know, a Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, Josh Allen, why can't I think of Jacksonville?
Trevor Lawrence,
Justin Herbert, Drake May.
Trevy.
Yeah. Like, one of these guys has a chance to really plant their flag and arrive on the stage and go from, oh yeah, we like him, to no, this is elite status here. Or we end up with a Bo Nix or a Sam Darnold that kind of pulls a Jalen Hurts where we win and then we talk about him, and then next year we're all like, is he really that good? And everyone's like, well, no, not really, but he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, good luck picking who that's gonna be though.
I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Any of these guys. Yeah. All right, so we'll get to the NFL playoffs. Suk's going to give us his Super Bowl pick next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.